Time magazine named the person of the year for 2011, and it's not a person at all. It's people. In some ways, it's an idea. It's the protester. Probably no surprise when you look back over what's happened in the past year, from the uprisings in the Arab world to what's happened in Greece, in Moscow, and of course, here in the United States with the Occupy movement. Joining us now are two protesters from very different parts of the world. Nur Nur, a human rights activist in Cairo. Hello there.
Hi.
I'm wondering what your initial response is to Time magazine naming the protester as a person of the year. Do you think that's a valid honor?
You know, I actually think it's one of the most valid things that Time magazine have done in 2011. You know, sometimes we'd see some of the Time magazine covers and we think it's a bit, it sensationalizes certain things, I guess, tailored for Western audiences. But I think naming the protester Time magazine's person of the year is a very valid choice, I guess, on behalf of Time magazine.
Now, you joined the protests there before January 25th. You've been part of the movement there for a very, very long period of time. And so I have to ask you, why not name a specific person? Do you think it would have been better if, say, they'd put Mohamed Bouazizi on the cover of Time?
Well, I guess if one person was actually to be named, it would be Mohamed Bouazizi. I think that it's good to keep it very general and just limit it to the protester, because by limiting it to Mohamed Bouazizi, I guess certain protesters in different areas of the world wouldn't feel that that really applies to them directly. So by keeping it general, I guess you're including all the different movements around the world, keeping it very general and making sure that the support is to all different types of movements, not just to the ones in Arab world.
That's Nur Nur, human rights activist in Cairo, with one view of the person of the year. And also with us is Jason Pottinger, a protester with Occupy Boston and part of the website WeCanOccupy.com. And Jason, I take it your view of the choice of person of the year is very different.
Well, you know, at first it made me a little nervous. But, you know, having had some time to think about it, not very much, just a few hours at most, I think I've come around to it a little bit more. The only initial issue that I had with it was that the protests revolving around Occupy Wall Street specifically, over the last few weeks had become increasingly defined by clashes with police. And I was just afraid that that idea might be sort of what's central in people's minds now. And what I think the protesters are really about is hope. Hope for changing things for the better as we move forward. And it's my wish that people keep that idea of hope as central to what these protests are about across the world.
I wonder what you think of kind of lumping all of these different movements together and drawing this, connecting these dots between Tunisia to Egypt to Syria, up to Moscow, over to Greece, and then here to the United States.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I remember sitting in the IRC chat rooms when the protests were happening in Egypt and just being riveted and feeling like I wish that I could do more. And then when these protests came to the United States, it felt like something I just had to get involved in. That said, I think that there were different things in different countries that spurred the protests. In the Middle East, it was about authoritarian regimes. In America, it's a little bit more ephemeral to try to nail down exactly what these are about, but in a way, it still has to do with oppression, people being treated unfairly, and making sure that we really have personal freedom.
That's Jason Pottinger. He's a protester with Occupy Boston. And also with us is Nur Nur, a human rights activist there in Cairo, who's been part of the protests since before they officially began on January 25th. And I wonder, Nur Nur, if you see these connections, if you feel like somebody can write about the protester in all these different places and still be talking about basically the same person.
Well, look, I didn't really get a chance to read the Time magazine article. I just got news of the fact that the protester was the person of the year. I would hope that this choice was not made in order to group all of the protesters and all of their demands under one umbrella, I guess, because as Jason had said earlier, everyone, and even within our world, different countries have had different reasons for their uprising. So I hope the protester is not an attempt to group all protesters into one classification, but rather keeping it extremely general to symbolize, I guess, not a protester that's working for certain demands, but the principle in itself of rising up against oppression, against injustice in all of its different forms applies to all different countries.
So, Jason, if you were the cover story for Time Magazine's Person of the Year edition was written by Kurt Anderson, who hosts Studio 360 and works in the same building with us here at WNYC. And I'm wondering, Jason, that sounds like what Noor would write about if he were writing the cover story. What would be your reasoning behind choosing the protester if you were going to be writing it?
That's a really good question. I think that at least here in the United States, it's about breaking apathy. It's about feeling like real change can actually happen. I think after 2008, people had this idea that Mr. Smith goes to Washington and everything will be better. And we didn't really see that change. And people just sort of became very despondent and very depressed about that. And I think the real story would be about a revival of hope that we can really make an impact and we can make our government and our economy really serve people. Everywhere.
So since I have you both on the phone and since the Occupy movements in many ways was inspired by the Arab Spring and the uprising in Egypt, Noor Dour, I wondered if you could give advice or guidance to Jason as the Occupy movement tries to find its new direction. What would you say to the protesters here?
You know, actually, I would actually say I'm in no place to give any advice because it's very, very different conditions, very, very different systems that both of us, I guess, are rising against. The only thing that I guess I could say, not as a piece of advice, but just as a piece of encouragement, is don't settle for any less than whatever you're fighting for, because when we settled for a bit less, thinking that more will come later, we're still suffering the consequences to this day. We're still being killed on the streets. We're still being sentenced in military courts or, I guess, court-martialed. So just don't settle. It's not a piece of advice. It's just a piece of encouragement.
That's Noor Dour, human rights activist in Cairo, still protesting almost a year later. And Jason Pottinger, protester with Occupy Boston, also works on the website WeCanOccupy.com, both responding to Time Magazine's choice of the protester as the person of the year. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.